Well, hello everyone. Sorry for the unusual camera angle today. It's absolutely boiling, so I couldn't sit inside. So I've come out here. I don't really have a setup out here, so I'm just kind of holding the camera. But I wanted to talk about the emerging split in MAGA between the third faction, as I've called them, the Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon faction. Recently, Bannon and Tucker did a stream where they were signalling strongly against going into Iran, which looks like it's going to happen as I record this. Maybe it will have happened by the time this airs. And if you remember, I did a video near the start of the year saying who's behind the third faction, who's behind Tucker. The other two factions, if you remember, were the neo-neocons or the Israel firsters, if you want to put them that way, and the tech bros. We have seen Elon Musk leave the MAGA faction, and now the last two standing are the neo-neocons, or you might just call it the permanent security state, the deep state, the swamp, the Lindsey Grahams of this world. Mark Levin is all over my timeline, people like that. Laura Loomer is also an Israel firster. And then there are the true kind of MAGAs like Bannon, who sees it as a workers' movement, as an anti-war movement, as an anti-deep state movement, and Tucker Carlson, who has signalled strongly against the neocons for several weeks and months now. I'll be getting into all of this and more, but first, remember, promo code SCORCHER gets you 25% off all courses. I'll be back after these small words. It's the Academic Agency Summer Sale. Use the promo code SCORCHER. 25% off all courses. SCORCHER. Get it now. SCORCHER. 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 Promo code SCORCHER. 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 Buy it now. So what we're currently seeing at the moment, I think, is staggering, which is an attempt by people like Laura Loomer, Mark Levin, and so on, to claim that they represent the real MAGA, the real America First position, and that people like Tucker Carlson are traitors who are taking Qatari money. They're trying to call him Tucker Qatarson, and that really it's them who are betraying Trump, not Trump who is betraying them. That it is they, Mark Levin, who claimed that he would never ever vote for Trump back in 2016, and the likes of Ben Shapiro and Lindsey Graham, who actually represent making America great again, and that, you know, people like Carlson are kooks, people like Carlson are, you know, a fringe, edgy, super online, you know, that they don't represent the views of real Americans, the views of Trump's base. I mean, I know that they use that word chutzpah, but the balls-out brazenness of this gaslighting is really one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen. Now, I had suspected for a while that some sort of betrayal of the base from Trump was going to come. I didn't know exactly when. For it to happen in this sort of way, I mean, some of the memes I've seen of Trump knocking out Tucker Carlson, trying to paint Tucker Carlson as a traitor, as an Iran supporter, as a someone who's been compromised by radical Islam. I mean, you name it, all the smears are out there. The Fox machine is in overdrive. You know, the anti-war voices are being drowned out, crowded out. The old swamp creatures like the Vin and so on are back. It's really extraordinary to watch. And what I'm interested in is where the average MAGA person is. If from here, I'm sitting thousands of miles away here in Blighty, of course, it's hard because I can only see what's going on online. One of the things I've noticed is that, it's summer here, so the bees are out. But one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of these kind of Israel first type voices are not getting ratioed on Twitter in terms of the amount of likes versus the comments they get, but every single comment tends to be negative, even though they're getting pretty strong likes. I suspect what has happened is that the deep state war machine, the pro-Israeli kind of propaganda, they've probably got thousands and thousands of bots on Twitter that are botting those likes, because if you know, every single time somebody, if you read the comments, it's a 100% against these people. Polls are coming out saying that, 80% of Americans support invading Iran. They're trying to manufacture consent. They're trying all of the old tactics. They're trying to present Bannon, Tucker, and the MAGA base as actually being fringe. That basically, what MAGA really means, the true meaning of MAGA, is basically the politics of John McCain. It's Mitt Romney. It's the exact thing that MAGA represented in the Tea Party movement, a revolt against, actually, all along, was really what the people wanted. It is gaslighting on a, on a, it's just the balls out brazenness of it has shocked even me. I thought I'd seen everything. This is something to behold. I don't really know where the sentiments of real Americans lie. It's very hard for me to tell at the moment because there's lots of fog of war, there's lots of propagandistic efforts. But if you're an American and you watch this channel, let me know in the comments where you are with this. Are the people with Tucker and with Bannon and, or are they with Mark Levin? I suspect they're actually with Tucker and Bannon. I suspect that maybe 80% of Americans don't support any sort of forever war. And that all of this is literally just the old gang, the old deep state, the old neocon permanent establishment back again. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the public really is that easily swayed, and that Trump basically calling Tucker Carlson a kook and saying that nobody watches his show because he's not on Fox anymore, maybe that represents where people really are, and that people are just going to follow Trump into absolutely everything, period. From here, it looks like MAGA's imploding. It looks like this is a really serious split. It looks, I've never seen people more divided on the MAGA side than I have in the past day or so. But like I said, I'm only online. I can't tell what's happening on the ground. That's it, really. Just a quick video today. Pick up a course at the academic agency, and I'll see you tomorrow. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.